Proclamation number 7703, dated the September 18th, 1960. Gifts of the Spirit. You will have to mention the gifts of the Spirit if you want to explain the remarkable abilities which express themselves in a divine sense and which are also recognized as divine by everyone who is spiritually inclined himself. For I myself promised these gifts to those who aspire after them and fulfill the conditions required by me for the working of the Spirit. My Spirit manifests itself in various ways, always depending on the degree of the soul's maturity and the task given to a person who receives a gift of the Spirit. There are many different gifts, but it is always an unusual activity for which a person is gifted, an activity he could not perform as a mere human being. He needs my support for this. He is to acquire my strength, which will then take effect in a person as the gift of healing, or the gift of prophecy, or the gift to receive the truth from me and spread it in my name, or the gift of oratory inspired by me, so that I myself can speak through the Spirit, but using the mouth of a person who received from me this gift to hear me. And when you draw people's attention to the different gifts I mentioned, also through the Spirit, they will have to recognize that you not only possess a special ability, which admittedly could also be given to you as a talent by your Creator, but that you gained this ability through spiritual means, that it cannot be given arbitrarily to anyone who cannot show that he fulfilled the condition to receive it. And such an ability can even less be gained academically. People are indeed called and could all spiritually shape themselves such that they could receive a gift of the Spirit, but not all are chosen, precisely because they do not recognize their calling and therefore do not strive for spiritual gifts either. On the other hand, however, only these gifts are the evidence of a spiritually inclined way of life, of a person's specific degree of maturity and love. Because my Spirit can only work in him when he has attained this degree of maturity. After all, if people never find out that everyone can gain a gift of the Spirit, they will not believe the messages from above to the extent they deserve, for they cannot explain them properly and therefore doubt every unusual manifestation of the Spirit. Indeed, people even go as far as to deny spiritual gifts as divine activity altogether and condemn everything unusual as being associated with Satan. And yet they thereby only give evidence of their own poverty, for where the working of my Spirit can no longer be recognized, there is no sign of my church either, of the church which I myself founded on earth. My church only exists where the working of my Spirit is evident, because my Spirit testifies to my presence, and because I will always be present where people sincerely strive to progress spiritually and are thus able to receive or show a gift of the Spirit. And therefore it will only ever be of benefit when you mention the gifts of the Spirit, when you proclaim my gospel, when you remind people of my words, I shall pour out my Spirit over all flesh, and servants and maidens shall prophesy. Single quote, every one of my promises will be fulfilled, and thus also this one. Hence every expression of unbelief should only ever be counted with my promise, and people should know that my working will become particularly evident during the last days, and that then everything will also come to pass as it was announced in word and scripture. Amen.